USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Billionaire Elon Musk offered to buy Twitter for $54.20 a share in cash. That equates to roughly $43 billion, according to documents filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission.
I mean, I think this is basically going to put Twitter back against the wall. They're going to either have to accept it through a strategic process, but, you know, there's really no way that Twitter, in my opinion, could reject this.
Daniel Ives with Wedbush Securities on CNBC Thursday morning. Frank James, the man arrested on suspicion of shooting 10 people on a train headed to a Brooklyn subway station Tuesday morning, will make his initial court appearance this morning. James was named as the suspect after the gun found at the scene was purchased by him in 2011. Also, a credit card that was used to rent the U-Haul was found at the subway scene. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
As the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation comes under criticism for its purchase of a $5.8 million Los Angeles mansion as a safe place for BLM members, co-founder Patrice Cullors blasted standard financial disclosure forms as triggering and unsafe. By law, charitable organizations are required to release their 990 forms to the public upon request. Negotiations have results between Mexico and Texas.
Texas is ending enhanced tractor-trailer inspections at one Mexican border station. Republican Governor Greg Abbott announcing an agreement with Nuevo León Governor Samuel García.
Since Nuevo León has increased its security on its side of the border, the Texas Department of Public Safety can return to its previous practice of random searches of vehicles.
García says law enforcement is planning to continuously patrol its border with Texas to find any drug and human smugglers. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Conflicting reports about what happened to the Russian Navy missile cruiser Moskva Thursday. Ukrainians are claiming credit for an alleged missile attack sinking the ship. The Kremlin is saying it suffered significant damage from a fire that ignited some ammunition. The Klitschko brothers, Vladimir and Vitaly, are calling on the Biden administration to provide more assistance to Ukraine. Former two-time boxing champ Vladimir tells Newsmax the atrocities he's seen with his own eyes in Ukraine at the hands of the Russian invaders.
We are in a war on day 49 today. And the war is just horrible, that destroys infrastructure, kills, murders, rapes, tortures our civilians. And there are lots of matter of facts that such terrifying things have been done by the Russian army due to our civilian population. In the south of the country, in Mariupol, where, while we're speaking, fights are going on, and thousands of civilians, it's impossible to count how many lives have been lost. It's just as horrifying as it could be that people are still being killed and, as I said, murdered and tortured.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.